B-Pod Studios.
Large, just like the sumo, 2 to 6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly with Hades, the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. All competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Mussinelli Show. Starting a new week and a week off to a big start thanks to the 76ers broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Two big wins for the Sixers, and yesterday it was a celebrity win. Oh, the Lakers bring in all the celebrities yesterday, including one Magic Johnson, who I'm going to rip apart in a little bit for his insolence. And Robert Kraft. Listen, I know he's a friend of Michael Rubin's. Come on, we don't need to see Robert Kraft anymore at the games, do we, please? Let's concentrate on what the Sixers are right now. And the Sixers are a viable franchise. I was thinking, and I don't mean to demean any other sports, but when the Sixers are good and that building is rocking, is there any bigger feeling? I mean, I know Lincoln Financial Field can get rowdy, but it's outdoors and it kind of gets in there. When that collection of sound is just hovering around the Wells Fargo Center, it's an amazing time. And I go back to the AI days where it was that hot. The Sixers, for some reason, I don't know what the reasons are, they bring out more passion in fans. And I think it's just the nature of the sport. Because the up and down pace, you know, you can make a great play on every possession. You can score in every possession. Hockey has its moments, but, you know, the scoring is infrequent and, you know, you have time to breathe. But a basketball game, when it's cooking, when you go on runs and when the crowd is into it, when the other team has to call a timeout, there's nothing better than that. And yesterday was like that. It had that kind of atmosphere. The Sixers, we talked about it last week. Now with their full contingent of players, I expect them to win the East. They're going through this 12-game span that we talked about, and they're going at it now with a 7-4 record with a chance to beat Boston and go 8-4, which I never thought would happen. But Boston's without Kyrie tomorrow, so there's a chance the Sixers finish 8-4 in this 12-game situation. And I only think it's going to go up from here. They don't even know how to play with each other yet, and they're winning games. They won a couple of games. They gutted out a couple of wins. Denver, the Lakers, not even knowing how to play with each other, but personnel figuring out on the fly how to play with each other. And Tobias Harris has been a major, major cog when it comes to that. I have some amazing Tobias Harris statistics since he's joined the team, what he's done for the team. But now they can put in a guy like Ennis, who's not a great player, but he serves a purpose. And Simmons finally got a little time. Jonathan Simmons, I'll talk about, not Ben. And all these roles are now filled. And you know that these are going to be cultivated roles by the time we get to the end. That place was nuts yesterday. And I was fortunate enough to have a good seat yesterday. And I'm behind, I look to my left and I see Magic Johnson sitting in the first row with Robert Kraft and I guess Michael Rubin, one of the Sixer co-owners. And he's saying, I'm going, it's highly inappropriate. What is he doing mugging general manager, like sit in a suite or something? What are you doing mugging? Then the story about he reveals that Ben Simmons wants to work with him to learn how to be a big point guard. And you know what the ulterior motive is for Magic Johnson. What a sneak. He's trying to win points with Ben Simmons. Come on, man. I can't have that in my building. You got to shut him down. It should not have been a first row seat for him. Tyrone, you see that? Did that bug you?
Yeah, it bothered me. You know, I don't think Ben's leaving, but it bothers me that he's walking around like he's somebody, like he's other than the enemy. He's the enemy.
Yeah. Hey, he's glad-handed with the Philadelphia fans and all, you know, all this. All it's Magic. Taking selfies with a lot of people.
Yeah,
I didn't need that yesterday.
Mr. Smiley is Mr. Snake. He's a snake. He's a snake.
He's like, a total snake.
You can't trust Magic around your team.
No.
I can imagine that. Magic was later in life when he got married. I could imagine he stole some women in his day. I could have just imagined. He's hanging out with you. You think he's buddy. And he's snaking you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looks like that type. And you know, you're not fooling anybody, Magic. I'm on to that game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to win points with Ben Simmons and you know, flaunting that L.A. thing with Ben Simmons. So he eventually joins you. But the Sixers can, of course, prevent that by signing Ben to a long-term deal. And they are determined to keep this team intact for a long time, which means that they are going to be a contender for the next 3 years. It's going to be between the Sixers and Boston. I've predicted it. I think Milwaukee will fade away. They've got four unrestricted free agents. I think Toronto's done because Kawhi's not going to stay in Toronto. And the whole thing is set up for Boston, Philadelphia for the next several years. Now, AI, of course, was courtside yesterday. I'm telling you, when AI wants to make a spectacle of himself, he makes a spectacle of himself. So I've read out of the shoot. It doesn't mean anything to the overall scope of what we're going to talk about. But I got to ask you a brother question.
Yes.
Tyrone.
Yes.
And the brother question that I have is that AI was rocking the 8-ball jacket yesterday. Now, the 8-ball jacket was once popular.
In the 90s.
In the 90s, and then it kind of went in oblivion. Now, is it cool that AI wore the 8-ball? And is he trying to bring it back? Or is that a reflection of today's urban fashion where they're bringing it back? Or was it a violation on AI's part?
Now, beyond the T-shirt, where I'm the on the forefront, if you want to see what's nice with T-shirts,
right,
you come to
fashion.
Me. Right. But beyond that, I'm not on the cutting edge. But I think it's back if you have money. Because they're not cheap. Like, I couldn't afford one. But you could. So it's one of those type of deals where it's back if you can afford it.
But it's like the members-only jacket. If I wore a members-only jacket, people go, that thing's gone.
But no, those have come back for a while.
They did?
And then they went back out
so
again.
So you're telling me the 8-ball, because AI's ahead of the curve normally, is back?
Yeah. That's back. Champion's back. Champion used to be the cheapest brand. When I was growing up, you would get ridiculed for Champion. Now Champion costs a lot of money, and the bigger the Champion logo, the bigger it is. And actually, Kendall Jenner helped do that with her 100 million Twitter followers. So I think the 8-ball also back. And Fila also back, when you used to get ridiculed for that. So things are circular. It's back if
you
can afford it.
That's, it's a side topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And, of course, Kendall was down there.
She likes it here.
I was hanging out with Kendall a little bit.
I saw that. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. Kendall, you know, we're hanging.
Yeah, you know. That's a tight
cutting edge.
I believe they are now 14-2 when she's at games.
Yes. There you go. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I want to see if it's a violation on me, because a guy tweeted me and said it was a violation. I was sitting directly behind Carson Wentz and Alshon Jeffrey yesterday. Now, I don't know what that was all about. There had been speculation. Maybe Alshon was the source of this unnamed source story that painted Carson out as selfish, six players allegedly, the whole bit. We and other people suspected maybe it was Alshon, because he did not tweet that he has support totally for Carson Wentz. So we're putting two and two together. Maybe it was Alshon. So yesterday, either it was a genuine show of friendship or it was a staged event for the public that these two guys sat next to each other and were making nice. So I took a photo behind them. You can't really tell it's Alshon, but you can use your imagination because he wears that hat all the time. And you can tell it was Carson because he was turned to the side talking to
him.
And I tweeted out a photo. See? Everything's hunky-dory. And a guy ripped me for it, saying I shouldn't be taking photos of if I'm sitting in the stands.
That's not a violation unless they
thought it was newsworthy.
It is newsworthy.
That's the reason why I tweeted it out. It wasn't a fan picture. I thought it was newsworthy to show the people that they were sitting together. Now, if you watched the game, you saw that they were on camera.
Yeah, they eventually ended up showing it.
Right.
I don't think it's a violation because we talked about it here. It's kind of part of the job.
Mm-hmm.
If you left that out, it would be wrong because you'd be withholding information.
Right.
Because you can't assume that everybody's watching the game.
Yes.
You have a big Twitter following. You kind of have to tweet that out. It is a little bit significant for me either way, though, that they sat next to each other.
It is significant.
For me, it is.
Well, yeah, I think it is, too.
Yeah, I think it is kind of a big deal. Even if it's phony, it's a big deal, in my opinion.
Yeah, because they're at least making an effort.
Right.
To show, hey, everything's good.
Right, and I know what it's like to be hated and to hate people, and I'm not sitting next to people I hate, and people who hate me aren't sitting next to me, even to fake it for 4 hours, and taking pictures and smiling. Nah, No, that doesn't happen in real life.
All right, so we'll talk about the Sixers and what they mean to this city right now and why you think it is that basketball is that sport that brings people to a rabid pace. Because the town is just turned on by the Sixers right now. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. Miss Natalie, not in today. Miss Natalie, day off. A little fender bender.
Yeah.
She was involved in.
I believe she'll be back on Wednesday.
In a taxi cab.
Yeah.
And got bruised up a little bit. So our best wishes go out to Nat. Filling in for Nat, Andrew Salchunas is doing yeoman work in the community. And we're back after this with your phone calls, your topics, your concerns, your Sixer fandom. Right after this on the Mike Missanelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Glenn Mills and all of Delco.
97.5, The Fanatic.
218, it is the Mike Missanelli Show on a Monday. Plenty to talk about today with your 76ers. 2 o'clock hours brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Lyon Conklin. Attention, HVAC contractors. Visit Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. Time to open our Twitter poll for today, brought to us by Paul B. and Moyer and Sons. From snowblowers to generators and small engines, every part for every machine in stock when you need it, Moyer will keep you going this winter. Yes, it snowed a little bit today, so we're going to get some more somewhere down the line. You want a snowblower from Paul B. Moyer. So it's going to snow tonight. Go run after Paul B. Moyer right now. Andrew Salchunas, what is today's Twitter poll?
Today's question is, after seeing the new Sixers roster for two games, how high are your expectations? NBA Finals leads the way at 57% of the vote. Conference Finals, 26%. Win the title, 15%. Mm-hmm. And only thinking long-term, 2%.
Well, there's no leeway for me, as I've said last week. Tyrone's giving him a little leeway. I give him no leeway. Has to be the NBA Finals. Has to be the Eastern Conference Championship.
After seeing them, I'm starting to take away the leeway.
Okay.
Because
I'm not quite there yet, though, right?
No. I'm there.
Are
now.
You there?
Yeah, because this is a lot of talent. And only a couple of things can mess up this kind of talent.
Yep.
And we know what they are. Hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Okay. A couple newsworthy items here. The Browns have signed Kareem Hunt. It didn't take long for people to forgive. Kareem Hunt signed by the Browns. Jeez. And an interesting little tidbit that I just received, the odds on Bryce Harper and Manny Machado signing with the Philadelphia Phillies. Guess who the favorite is for Bryce Harper right now at 1-1?
The Giants?
Correctamundo.
Yeah.
The Giants are 1-1 to sign him. The Padres are ahead of the Phillies at 5-2.
That's not good.
For Machado. The Yankees are 1-2. They don't even have room for him. They're the favorite. The Padres are 4-1. The White Sox are tied with the Phillies. What is this, slipping away every day that we go through this?
Yeah, because
1-1, the Giants?
It looks like they're both going to take a shorter-term deal for a lot of money. And then re-enter free agency as like 28-year-old.
You know, we're supposed to go to spring training. This is gonna leave me deluded. How can I get cranked up?
Warm weather? I don't know.
Warm weather?
I don't know. I agree with you. They can't mess this up. They have to, whatever they have to do right now. And your theory, I now believe it as fact. They have not put an offer down to blow either guy away.
All right, this is not a Phillies day, but I'm one edge. And I said, they're playing a dangerous game. Saiku and Philly start things off. What's up, Saiku?
Hey, how you doing, brother?
What's going on, man?
Oh man, a lot of you and a little bit of me.
Mm-hmm.
I want to touch on a couple of things. Ben's maturity, the team right now with the Sixers. I believe right now, realistically, because I was skeptical, especially with Boston, but right now I think like we're superior. We're superior to all teams, and we got the best chance to win the championship. And here's my reasoning. You think of the Warriors and how many they've won. Our group hasn't won any. DeMarcus Cousins is not 100%. If Durant and Curry don't have great games, they do not win. They almost got busted by Miami last night. These are all facts.
Come on,
now.
Man. That's a regular season. Who cares about that?
Listen,
I appreciate their optimism. I think you're going Mike too far saying that their team's going to win a championship.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Come on. You're totally disrespecting the best team in the league.
Did the Marlins not beat the Yankees?
Well, this is not baseball. This is basketball. You know what the Golden State Warriors are. Come on, man. Baseball's got more intangibles in it. Pitching and all this kind of stuff. Basketball straight up.
I hear your doubt, but me, I'm not on that doubt ride.
It's not a doubt. It's realistic. You can't disrespect the Warriors. They're the better overall team right now. If the Sixers can give them a run, then I'd be totally happy with that. But I can't be disappointed they lost to the Warriors this year. Next year, they'll be the champions.
Okay, here's my thing. The hungrier team will win if we meet the Warriors.
All right.
Who do you think is hungry? A team with a couple championships or a team with none? Just be honest. You want to talk realistically?
You're totally dismantling.
Who's hungrier?
A pedigree. Well, how do you tell me right now the Sixers are hungrier than the Warriors?
Are you serious?
Where do you come to that conclusion? They played two games with these new players. Come on, Sekou. Stop. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Thomas?
Yeah, pretty good. Sorry about the Sixers last night. I was able to, watch pieces of it before halftime and then the whole second half. I mean, it doesn't take long for these guys to gel.
Hold on. Pieces of the first
half? That's
right, Lee. How are you doing? It's the Lakers and the Sixers on Sunday afternoon.
No, I get that. I don't know.
What could be more important?
Well, I was working.
All right.
I didn't want to get in trouble. But this team is legit. I'm not saying that they're going to the NFL and NBA finals or anything, but, I think that we can beat a lot of teams. Mm-hmm. Before then, I thought, the Warriors had our number. Toronto had our number, but now we're better. I think we could beat any team. And I just kind of wanted to get your idea on the whole Simmons Magic thing, like you said.
I can't stand it. I think it's a weasel move by Magic Johnson. He's the one who told the press. Now, the Simmons camp may have talked to him about it, which is prudent. He's a 6'9 point guard, 6'10 point guard. I get all that. But to make it public like Magic did is a weasel move. Yep.
And it's you're going against your own team, like the Simmons. I don't know if you say he's going against his own team. Like he's got coaches. I get he was a player. He was a tall point guard. He played multiple positions. But I don't. I'm with you. I think he's playing a dangerous game.
He's playing a obvious game is what he's doing. He's sitting courtside making a yuck fest of the game so everybody can see him, so Ben can see him. Here I am, Mr. Laker, right here, Ben. We're going to work together a little bit, then, I talk you into coming here. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, I don't
Total
like it.
Total weasel move.
Yeah, why not sit in a box like all the other owners
do? Sit in the damn box. He's sitting there yucking with a celebrity corner there. The double bear hugs with AI.
Like when the Rockets came in with Harden, the owner was here. But he sat up in the... We didn't see him because they shut down the elevator so he can get up to his
Taking
box.
Taking selfies with fans. Bro hugging Robert Kraft. Robert Kraft's like 5'2".
Yeah, he's a little man.
Jesus, God.
Little man.
I didn't realize how small he was.
Yeah, he's really little. Because
Michael Rubin... shrinkage, too.
Because
he's shrinking.
Yeah, he probably is.
He's an old man who's shrinking.
Because Michael Rubin's not exactly a tall fellow, and he's towering over Robert. They're next to each other. It looked like he was about the same height as Lil Uzi, and Lil Uzi is called Lil Uzi.
AI was cracking me up yesterday. Like AI, I'm surmising that maybe AI had a couple pops. I don't know. Possibly didn't. But he's sitting on the end seat, right? So he notices Alshon Jeffrey. And he gives him, you know, gives him that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, then he notices Carson Wentz. He went, you know? And then, like, next break, it was boom, 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 boom. Double bear hug, triple bear hug.
Yeah, at the end of the game, did you see the long conversation that AI had Carson?
Oh, yeah.
Giving him some, you know, he probably was telling him.
I love you, man.
He did, that was the end. I think he was telling him, don't worry about the haters. You know how he is about haters. Him and Ann. They don't listen to haters.
I had to laugh, man. He's a classic. Let's go to Dave in Holmesburg. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Dave? How's it going?
Listen, I'm just getting back into the Flyers so much. I'm loving the Sixers. I haven't watched them in a few years now. I mean, I love watching them. And all this came to a halt yesterday when I hear about this Magic Johnson stuff.
Huh?
Can't something be done about that?
I would think the commissioner could say, yo, Holmes. You know, the commissioner could give him a call and say, well, you know, yeah, relax on that. You're a general manager representing another team. It's like tampering. Yeah, it's like tampering.
You're a manager of another team.
Exactly. It's tampering.
He's 100% right. What's that? Beware the Greek sparing gifts, is it? He is one big phone. I am so fired up. Mike, you got to do me a favor.
Yeah.
You got to make this a Twitter question this week, but that.
Well, I think most people feel the way you and I feel. I think it's totally out of bounds for him to start poaching.
Oh, my God, I think it's a disgrace.
He's a poacher, man. He's looking for elephant horns.
And then that LeBron James walks up a court a few seconds ago without shaking hands or anything.
No, then he came back on.
Did he come back on?
Yeah. First of all, what do you care that he walks off the court? Well, who cares? What do they do? In hockey, do they shake hands after a game?
No,
in baseball, do they shake hands after a game? Who cares? He walks off the court. Stop trying to find stuff about LeBron.
I can't stand LeBron.
Oh, of course you can't. For stupid reasons like that. Second best player in the game. Witnessing in your lifetime, and you're doubting the guy. Ridiculous.
I see it all the time when he plays games. He's hugging and pumping piss with him.
So what? He decided to walk off. He put a postage stamp on that game yesterday and mailed it in. He didn't want to be there. You saw it. I'm watching the game going, this dude wants to get to the next city. He had no interest in playing in that game yesterday.
He was tired.
Well, he played in Boston, right? He goes down to see the Virginia Duke game with Rondo.
The Boston game was what? Friday, though. He flew to Philly. They worked out at Temple, and then he flew down and came back.
So he took a little puddle jumper to get to the show where you can charter a plane to get to the game.
I think they chartered it.
They chartered a little flight.
Yeah, Clutch got a plane.
Sure, they got a plane. Charlottesville's a small airport, right? He gets in there, right? Gets to the game, then gets back up. He has to get back up to Philly.
Yep.
He didn't want to play yesterday. So he walked off the floor. There were 2 seconds left in the game when they called a foul. And JaVale McGee, I think, had to shoot the free throws, right? That's when he walked off.
Yeah, and I think he was a little mad at Ingram, too. Ingram.
And I told you before, the same thing with Tom Brady. If you're the best in the game, you can do anything you want. You don't have to sit around and kiss somebody's butt and give them a hug after the game. You're the best. You got license. When you're not the best, then we rip you.
So Crosby can just do what he wants, too.
Sure.
No, I'm just
hockey guys aren't like they do it after a series. They don't do it after games, do they? How come?
Sometimes
what's the difference?
They slap sticks.
No, they don't.
Sometimes.
They go right to it. They don't do anything of the sort. Into the tunnel. They don't slap.
I've seen that before. If they know the guy, when a guy comes back to the city,
very infrequently. Baseball players, do you see them hugging after games?
No,
hell no. Well, you got a hug. And you don't have to hug.
And Trout, who was also there, he could do whatever he wants because he's the best player in baseball.
Now, Boban the other day is hugging Jokic for a reason.
Countryman.
Exactly.
They should hug.
Bro, why I got a hug? I see Ben's represented by the same people. I see Ben all the time. Why do I got a hug? I'm LeBron. Right. Let's go to Phil in Philly. Phil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Phil.
Mike, how you doing, pal?
What's up, Phil?
I'm a big Brett Brown guy. What is your current assessment of him, and how much rope does he have now that Elton Brand has said, and I quote, "I will be disappointed if we don't at least make the
I don't know what that means. I can't put words in the Brett Brown about Elton Brand's head. I know this. I expect Brett Brown to deliver the East now. He's got all the components to deliver the East. He should be able to do it. He's coached a lot of years. He's coached under a lot of good coaches. He's got to close this deal out. And if they don't, I would think about removing him.
Understood, because, quote-unquote, he is not Elton's guy, correct?
He's kind of Elton's guy now. They have a good relationship. But it is what it is. Elton Brand went out and got the guys he thinks the coach needed to win. So what's he going to do, give him leeway not to win?
Understood. So we got to see how this all plays out, and then it'll be an interesting summer one way or the other.
It will be. I fully expect them to win the East. If they don't, I'm going to be wholly disappointed, and I'm going to be wholly disappointed in the coach.
Understood. Thanks, Mike.
All right. And I might add, if he continues to play Furkan Korkmaz in the first quarter of games, I swear to God, my brain is going to blow out of my head. I cannot take it anymore, all right? I can't take it. First quarter minutes for Furkan. Why? He's not going to be a guy you call in the playoffs. What's the point of playing him now? Get the new guys in. What's he doing in the first quarter, Tyrone?
I don't know. I don't want to see him in the first quarter either, Mike. I'm just trying not to go after it too hard because they won the game.
I get it. They won the game because the other team didn't play any defense. They rolled up 140-something.
Yeah.
But why is he in the substitution pattern, in the first substitution pattern in the first quarter? Why?
You're asking me a hard question because I don't have an actual basketball answer.
I can't stand it anymore. Stop it.
And he's not part of their long-term plans. They didn't pick up his option, so it's not like they think, oh, we're developing him to bring him back. He's not going to be back next year.
Well, he played well yesterday, Mike. He got a tip in, and he made a shot. Yeah. He doesn't need to be on the floor in the first quarter. Darren in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Darren.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's up, Darren?
Hey, Mike, first of all, I had to get my phone fixed. It took some time, so I'm sorry about that. Listen, I've got something on my mind, and it's about Magic. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a couple players that I was really fond of through the NBA that are not in Philadelphia, and Magic was one of them. But after the shenanigans he did yesterday, I lost all respect for him. And here's another problem I got. Mm-hmm. Ben Simmons shot a three-pointer. I want y'all to take note of this.
Yeah, how about that? In and out.
In front of Magic. Mm-hmm. I think there's two things going on Magic's side and on Ben's side. Somebody needs to check Ben. What do you think about that?
What? They took a three-pointer?
Yes.
How do you connect that to Magic?
It's how ironic it was, because I got these vibes with Lakers and Ben Simmons, and I've had it for a little while now, and it came on stronger. Why would Ben Simmons all of a sudden shoot a three-pointer when Magic is down on the court?
Well, I don't get what you're saying exactly. Are you saying that he's trying to show Magic he can shoot a three-pointer?
Yes, that is exactly what I'm saying.
Well, but Magic's already interested in him before the three-pointer, so I don't know if he needed to shoot a three-pointer to have Magic get interested in him.
Yeah, but I think that Ben was showing off, Mike.
Well, he might have been, but did you have a problem with him taking the three? The point is that he took the three. No. The point is not Magic. The point is that Ben took the three.
Yeah, Mike, I never have a problem with Ben taking the three. He could have been taking it early. It was just ironic.
All right, well, he said yesterday he had the gumption to take it. How do you complain about that?
What I'm saying is that a whole lot of things happened, not just with Ben shooting, but along with Magic shenanigans. All that stuff kind of happened in one weekend.
I don't know. Maybe the point is resonated finally with Ben that he needs to do that. I prefer to look at it that way. I don't think he was just showing off because Magic was there. Maybe he was showing off for his girlfriend. He took two fadeaway jumpers, too, in the game.
Yeah, he's been working
made
on
one, rattled around, missed the second one, looked bad.
Yeah, I think.
And the three-pointer was in and out.
Yeah, and it didn't look good. It looked good coming out of his hand. Elbow was in.
Yep.
I think Monty Williams, who he works with the most that I see, at least pregame, the stuff I get to see, has been on him a lot about it.
Uh-huh.
I think that probably played more of a role. You keep on him and stay on him, and they say Monty's a really good communicator.
Yeah.
And I think it's more that than Magic.
Yeah, and being after the game also said that he's been on him to shoot it.
Yeah. And it's looking good, better out of his hand. He's worked on his mechanics. They're not perfect, but that elbow used to be way out. It's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I think it's time for him to tested in a game. How is she going to find out if you can make it?
I want to get JJ. I'm intrigued by JJ Redick because he makes most of his jump shots moving to the right. And he's like a ski jumper. He's in a ski jumper position. He's always leaning forward with his upper torso, but he's always fading to the right. Now, for a right-handed shooter, that's kind of unorthodox. Most shooters do not like to go to the right to shoot it because it gives you a weird angle when you're floating to the right.
Yeah.
Instead of when you're going left, where you can square up better.
He's my favorite player to watch pregame.
JJ?
Yeah, it's so much more than any other mm-hmm. player in the league. He's so meticulous about mm-hmm. what he does.
Yeah.
And my guess is he found something in his workouts that with his release
point. I'm dying to ask him about that.
Now, just so you know, he doesn't like to do a lot. So
I know he doesn't.
We have him on once. That's it.
That's all right. I'll take once. I want to get into a shooter discussion.
Shooter to shooter?
You know? Well, no. I mean, like I'll go put myself on the same plane as him. You know, like, but mechanically, like what he's figured out that other guys that shoot have not figured out.
Because
he's figured it out.
Yeah, that's unique to him. Curry, no other great shooter does that. Reggie Miller.
Yes. Kevin in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Kev?
Mike, I want to, first of all, I want to say, I saw Carson and Jeffrey sitting side by mm-hmm. side.
How about that? It was cozy. Wasn't it nice?
Awesome.
Yes.
And Ben Simmons, I think Ben Simmons, from this point out, is going to start shooting the ball. But I want to talk about these so-called super teams. You know, nobody wants to come to Philly. James, AD, KD. So let's build this team around Embiid and take the Michael Jordan approach. He don't want to join them. He want to beat them. So let's build this team around Embiid. And that's
don't you think the Sixers have now put themselves in a position to be a championship contender for the next 3 years when they sign all these guys?
Yes, I do.
They did what they needed to do. Whether they signed a big free agent or not, they got the necessary players.
Right. You know. All right, Mike.
You got it. Now, people are saying that, is LeBron regretting not signing here? Well, LeBron knew it was going to be a throwaway season in L.A. He's just waiting next year. But he can add his squad.
Yeah, he didn't go there for basketball reasons. He went there for all a bunch of other reasons. Mm-hmm. If it was just basketball, he would have signed here. It wasn't just basketball.
How much is a stamp these days? 49 cents?
I don't know.
49?
I had bought a stamp.
He slapped the 49 center on that game yesterday. Seriously. He was at a triple-double, but he put no effort into it.
Right, and that's also why Ben had to shoot. Mm. LeBron was so far back.
He was.
If he didn't shoot.
Yeah, he had no interest in defending. No. He's coming up the floor lollygagging, throwing a pass down low to somebody instead of looking for a shot.
Yeah, he had three turnovers in the first 6 minutes.
I feel like it today. 3 o'clock game,
More early.
That's not working for me.
That's noon on the West Coast.
Biological clock not working. I'll mail it. 610-632-0975. Tiger Woods is going to come up in conversation with me in a little bit. I have a question for you, Tyrone. Maybe you can answer it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Question about Tiger Woods.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with anything this weekend. I just have a question. All right, it's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, this winter, no shovel. I'm done with backbreaking driveway snow removal. Thanks to my new Honda snowblower from my boys, the Paul B. Moyer and Sons of Doylestown. Go snow tomorrow. You might need it. You need to run out to Paul B. Moyer and Doylestown right now. You will not have to sweat it with a Honda snowblower. They're tremendous. They have easy-to-start fuel-efficient Honda engines. They're powerful enough to churn through the snow. They have an easy electric start where you just plug in an extension cord into the machine. You push a button. No need to pull the cord. And these babies can handle whatever old man went to dishes out. So you can turn these driveway mountains into molehills. If you're looking to avoid the shovel, check out the complete line of Honda snowblowers only at Paul B. Moore & Sons of Doylestown. They're going to give you the customer service like you used to be. They're not going to just sell you a box and put it together, show you how to operate it. That's the difference. Visit Paul B. Moyer's Sun Showroom in Doylestown and check them out online to find out all their inventory. PaulBMoyer.com.
They score! Patrick's got his second of the period!
It's a cross-state rival as Sidney Crosby and the Penguins come to South Philly tonight at 7.
It's Kane Van Riemsdyk on the power play!
Fly Flyers, Penguins. Tonight at 7 on your home for Flyers hockey. 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
2:45, Mike Missanelli show. Big win for the Sixers yesterday. Rolled it up. The Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron and JaVale McGee and Kuzma with a big game. Kuzma's a good player. The rest of the team stinks. Maya Muscala gets in some. He got some time yesterday. He got greedy. He got a couple mooses as he tried to shoot a three.
Yeah, well, it was weird.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, okay guy.
He wasn't here long enough to get a moose from me.
No, he wasn't.
Whole year.
So he got some mooses.
He did get some, but he shouldn't have.
Drew in Westchester, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Drew.
Hey, Mike. How are you, buddy?
What's up, Drew?
Good, man. So, yeah, about this Sixers team and the starting five they got going on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing how much this Tobias Harris seems to have just brought this calm, kind of just like collective flow over the team all of a sudden. And now with Redick back in the lineup and him hitting his shots, I mean, this team is just, if we don't have finals or bust, I don't know what else. You know?
Yeah, there's no room for them, for us saying, oh, they're going to lose to Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. They should beat Milwaukee.
Well, I think they can beat anybody in the East. I mean, obviously, Golden State's going to be our challenge, but hey, we beat them a week ago or whatever, and anything can happen in a 7-game series.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, I got logical expectations, right?
I do too,
my expectations are they win the East because that's viable. My expectations of them winning the championship are a little iffy, you know, and I think that's fair.
No, it is fair, but you got to dream high.
Yeah, I got
about it. About the Flyers, mm-hmm. So tonight I'm actually going down to the game, taking my two kids. They're 11 and 9 for their first game ever, my two boys.
Very nice.
Unfortunately, I think you know by now I'm a Penguins fan, so we're going to be in our Penguins gear. So what do you think the fans are going to do? You think I'll be all right with the kids?
No.
Huh?
No?
No.
You don't think so?
No. You going to put your kids in Penguins jerseys? Come on, man.
Really?
Yeah. Come on, dude. You can't do that.
Is that a violation?
It's a violation for, sticking the kids in there.
All right, they want it.
Well, then you can't. Let the kids do it, but you can't.
What if I wear a Lemieux one?
The what?
A Lemieux jersey.
No, you can't wear the jersey. The kids can. Because if you wear the jersey with the kids, then the kids have a chance to get harassed. Otherwise, you're the protective bear, and your kids just happen to wear Penguin jerseys, and they don't know you're from Pittsburgh or not.
Yeah, I know. I'm not from Pittsburgh. I'm just hoping the fans are mature, that's all.
Yeah. How do you get to be a Penguin fan? Seriously.
I grew up playing hockey, and Mario Lemieux was my idol. Oh,
come on, man. You grew up since then, didn't you?
Who?
You grew up playing hockey. Mario Lemieux was your idol. How many years ago was that? Didn't you grow up? Did you get past the Penguins PJs?
No, oh, actually, come I still on, brother. Penguins PJs, Mike.
True. Stop. Let's go to Steve in Roxborough. Steve, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
I am going to miss you when I move to Florida, Mike. I'm going to miss you, man.
Oh, come on, man. You can hear us every day. Stream us.
I'm not gonna. Hey, that app will stay on my phone. I will always have you guys on my phone. No doubt. No doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get these issues out of the way here. First of all, I rooted for the Sixers yesterday because you played the one team that I cannot stand is the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Can't stand any team that wears LA on their jersey, and especially the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, let's see the Lakers. I don't have any hate for the Lakers right now because they're not good. So they're not a threat.
Well, see, it's the whole Northern California, Southern California rivalry.
Yeah,
I can
see where you would have.
And yes, and it was funny for me seeing Magic. I think they showed a shot about 3 minutes to go in the game. They're down about 20. He's shaking hands with Crab and he's leaving. I said, wait a minute. He's their boss. He's leaving. You're leaving the game.
Well, yeah, he can't get caught up in the crowd getting out of there. So, you know, he leaves a little early, probably goes in the locker room.
Now, as far as the whole Simmons asking Magic, mm-hmm. he's thinking Magic, the Hall of Fame player. He's not thinking Magic, the executive for the Lakers.
Yeah.
He's not thinking that.
Yeah, so, well, guess what? Start thinking about it because you're an executive and have some decorum.
No problem with that. I don't blame Elton Brand for saying no on that. So he may have been elsewhere. Now, let me first of all say, as a Warriors fan, yes, the Sixers' moves were excellent. No issue with that. Now, looks like Boston might be kind of shaky right now. You saw what happened.
Boston is very shaky right now. Indiana's going to run themselves out of the race. Milwaukee's still going to be there. It's going to be Sixers and Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference Championship.
Don't forget Toronto, Mike. Don't forget Toronto.
Toronto too.
But can they get to the finals? Yeah.
Toronto's going to get rubbed out by somebody.
Boston. There's something tells me you and I go bump heads come finals time. Something tells me.
No. We're going to butt heads. The Warriors are the better team.
But as your last caller just
said, I'm hoping that they can extend the Warriors to six games.
Well, I want to see now. I'm thinking about what happened 3 years ago. You know what happened to me 3 years ago when we got beat by the Cavaliers.
Yeah, that's LeBron. Okay. It's a superhuman.
Right. But see, you know, what about the
Sixers don't have superhuman. They don't have LeBron. LeBron was in his prime orchestrating that victory.
You know, that's funny, though, Mike. The way it's going to shake out, they have to play Toronto in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely the Celtics are going to be four. The Sixers don't have enough time to catch the Bucks, most likely. And then it's going to be Toronto and the Sixers 2-3, depending on your order. So they'd have to beat the Raptors in the second round.
All right.
Like, because, you know, first round, they'll all win. The top four are going to win. And then 1-4 be Bucks, Celtics.
Well,
and
then they might have
Sixers.
Some home court advantage over Toronto.
Yeah, they could be the two.
Mm-hmm.
They probably can't catch the one. And then if they get home court, they'd have to play the Raptors. And then you hope that the Celtics extend the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you play them, because they'd have home court. It's just hard to make up seven games with.
Yeah, listen, 20. In any event, I think the Sixers have a good enough team right now to evaluate them as better than Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee. That's the way I feel. I know they got Giannis and this guy and that guy, and they picked up this guy. But I still think the Sixers, the way they're rolling, they're not even playing together yet. And you see they have enough talent to win games. All these guys are contributing. Let's go, Tim in Milford. Tim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tim.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, Tim?
I love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
I usually start listening to it at work at like 2 on my phone and then follow it up at home from like 4 to 5 on TV. I wanted to say two things. One, regarding Alshon and Carson. Personally, watching that game and seeing him sitting there in the stands, that looked genuine. I think that, I don't know if they maybe got together and talked, or, you know, like Carson opened up to the media and he was very honest and open, and maybe he sat down with Alshon and they worked things out, because I think that they're very good team players, and I think that hopefully they were able to get back on the same page.
I think you're absolutely right that it was discussed.
And that might be like...
What are the odds that it's Carson and Alshon? Right? That had to be orchestrated somehow.
Exactly. That's exactly how I saw it. Here's my other thing. My other thing is with Ben Simmons. The whole Magic thing kills me. I mean, I can't stand this. However, I don't think this is the first sign. The first sign of them somewhat, if you want to call it tampering, was actually LeBron making the trade after the All-Star draft. I really think that had something to do with it, too. I like to hear what you have to say.
Well, I mean, maybe it does. I'm sure LeBron would like him as a teammate. Well, what I'm saying is, like, players do that all the time. The executive can't do it. The executive is in charge. Like, the players aren't going to get caught with tampering. The executives get caught with tampering.
Well, yeah, I understand what you're saying. It just seems like maybe LeBron might be...
I'm sure LeBron's going to do that to people he wants to play with. I mean, that's commonplace. But what's not commonplace is the GM making a spectacle of himself.
Yeah.
He's the one that took that to the press. Now, what's his game? You know? He didn't have to take it to the press, did he?
Yeah, that was uncalled for. It really was.
All right, man. Yeah, that's a sneak move. 610-632-0975. There's one line that is open. Yes, and Bill Tiger Woods talking. No, it's not a talk. It's a question. It's a question for you, Tyron.
Looking forward to it.
All right. That's coming up in the 3 o'clock hours. The Mike Mussinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
update.
Stay away from Ben. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. Sixers general manager Elton Brand joined Anthony and Jason earlier today, and he was asked about the comments made by Magic Johnson on Ben Simmons. And here's the quote that's going viral.
Rob Pelinka called me and said, hey, you know, we're hearing Ben wants to talk to Hall of Famers, championship level players, and Magic's on the list. We need authorization for him to meet up. And I said no.
You can hear that entire interview on our website, 975thefanatic.com. The Sixers beat LeBron and the Lakers yesterday, 143-120. Joel Embiid led all Sixers in scoring with 37 points. He also had 14 rebounds. Newly acquired Tobias Harris finished with 22 points. J.J. Redick had 21. And Jimmy Butler finished with 15. The Flyers return to action tonight. They will face the Penguins at home. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. You can listen live right here on the Fanatic. Before that, make sure you listen to the Fanatic Flyers Weekly with our own Jason Martinez. This update is also brought to you by Discover. Discover will match all the cash back new card members earn at the end of their first year. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. We know you're busy, so we made it easier for you to hear any of our shows that you missed. Go to 975thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for daily best of show podcasts. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 975 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show
on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, sports betting is live in New Jersey. If you haven't already downloaded the Play Sugar House app, do it now. Play Sugar House is the sports betting app that I use, and I love it because it's easy to sign up and play. I actually hit a game this weekend, Tyrone. I don't know if I should say it, but with Marquette on the money line. You enter your info, you get a username, you scan your credit card, you load the amount you want to play with, and you're in. Do it now. Receive a 100% match on your first deposit up to $250 by using the code 250MATCH. And even when you're not in Jersey, you can still open up the app to see all the live and upcoming games. Big ACC game tonight. Virginia coming off a loss to Duke has to now go to Chapel Hill and play the North Carolina Tar Heels. Or check out the Flyers at home versus the Penguins. You like them tonight? Plus, unlike other sports betting app, Play Sugar House also offers 450 casino games and live dealer table games like blackjack and roulette. PlaySugarHouse.com. It's the premier live in-game betting option in New Jersey. So just register at PlaySugarHouse.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, the rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Window Nation. Smart shoppers know the best deals are always in the off-season. Buy a snowblower, snow boots, or sweater in the summer and save tons of money. Wait until fall, pay full price. Window Nation knows this too, and they're offering an amazing deal. Buy two windows, get two free, and get 0% financing for 5 full years. Buy four windows, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. No limit. Plus, call by Sunday, and with the purchase of a house of windows, they'll pay your heating bill until your new windows are installed. You can save thousands. Window Nation does a room-by-room install to cause as little of disturbance as possible. Plus, they're paying your heating bill. Window Nation needs to keep the factory busy and their installers working during the slower months. And after this nasty cold weather, you probably need new windows. Buy in the off season and pay the lowest prices of the year, guaranteed. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get two free windows with every two you buy. There is no limit. 0% financing for 5 full years. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, this is Ed Barlow from Barlow Chevrolet, and I'm here with Joel Embiid. Joel, thank you so much for everything you do on and off the court.
No problem, Ed. And thank you for putting me in the new Chevrolet. With outstanding customer service, a huge selection, and honest pricing, your dealership put forward a process I can trust.
Great to hear, Joel. I'm glad you trust our process. We look forward to doing business again. Find new roads at Barlow Chevrolet in Delran and at BarlowChevrolet.com.
Valentine's Day is almost here. Get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Check out some of the pieces I'm wearing this week from Angelo and my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of gifts at every price point.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.